This is going to be episode 3, right?
Are you counting the OG?
No, this is like new season or new, all the new stuff.
New season.
I'm labeling it as season 2.
This would be episode 3 then.
3.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as I told you before we started recording, you're going to have to talk a little bit more.
I'm more of a conversationalist rather than a starter, though.
You said
the other day, you were like, I'm coming prepared. I got things to talk about.
I mean, I do, but I got a sore throat. I got my third tea for the day.
It's weird that you aren't, like, actually heating your water, though. You just, like, run hot water in the sink.
I heated this morning's water.
Uh-huh. In an electric kettle?
No, like in a pot of water just on the stove.
Why don't you use the electric kettle?
Because I forgot we had it.
I'll be honest. You bought it.
I know. Last time we recorded was, what, a week ago?
It was two weeks ago. Before the birthday party.
Yeah. That's right, because you were making the bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since then, that was past your birthday.
Yes.
But not past mine.
Yes, it was.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was a week before mine.
It was like a couple days before. Like 3 or 4 days before. So mm-hmm. I guess depending on what your week is. Anyway, continue.
Well, I was getting at like, I was kind of like catching up what's happened since the last time I recorded. It was my birthday.
Your birthday.
30. 30. I turned 30. 30.
30.
What's your thoughts on that? How do you feel?
How do you feel?
I don't feel any different.
Yeah.
Except for my throat hurts right now.
It is what it is.
You were calling me old before.
I know. But I just like giving you crap. So if you're old, that means that I'm old. And I'm not old, so.
So I'm not old. What else has happened? The dog game.
Mm-hmm.
Kona went to a hockey game.
Her annual game.
Yep. The Griffins have an annual dog game, which I feel like there's a lot of teams that do a dog game. Oh. Kona. She knows we're talking about
her. Right. Oh, she just bonked the microphone with her head. We got lots of compliments on how pretty she is and how much she's obsessed with me and how good she was being. She only barked like twice, and it wasn't really her fault. It was more of a response. She didn't start it. But we hung out. She didn't sleep this time. She usually falls asleep at some point, but she was literally on my lap for like an hour. Because I said, it was like the one thing that I said, please don't put us on the end of the aisle.
I don't choose.
I know, but you can put comments in.
I just said I need tickets for the dog game, and they gave me tickets for the dog game.
I know. But we were on the end, so we had to keep moving because naturally everybody wanted to get up every like 5 minutes. It was so annoying. I had to keep picking her up. She's like 70 pounds.
No accidents.
She does have accidents in public. Except for
she pooped on the ice.
Yeah.
When we were
that wasn't really an accident. That was like
just had been a long time
coming.
When we did promo for the dog game, I brought Kona in a second time in the 2 years I worked there.
Also only two.
Yeah, to do promo.
For 2 years of existing.
Because it's just the easiest to bring my dog in. We tried to get the guys to bring dogs in, and some of them did, and all this stuff. But just because of schedules and practice and everything, it's easier for me to bring.
You didn't bring her.
Well, it's easier just to bring my dog in. You bring her, but because I'm just always there. And it's not like I have to go anywhere. Like, I'm at work, and part of my work is filming promo for this dog game. So we brought Kona. She hung around the office. We hung around for a little bit on the concourse while practice was going on. And then when it was over, we took her on the ice and filmed a bunch of videos of it. Lauren made a TikTok, or not TikTok, sorry, Instagram reel.
Technically was a TikTok. I just posted it on Instagram.
For Kona on Kona's Instagram of her, like, day in the life of going to my work. But it was really to help promote the dog game, which got...
I think we're at like 13.1.
13.1K views. Not too bad.
Mm-mm.
For her like eighth post.
I know. I like never post, but all of her reels always do really well.
Yeah.
I mean, she just put her tooth on my nail polish. I just did my nails, Kona. Monster.
So.
I feel like if she's going to bug me, this is a fitting time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I also am good at the funny things.
With the voice, because you use the high squeaky voice filter.
The one that everybody does for their pets right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So while she was running around on the ice, we had her inside for two, 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go out. So when we were finishing up the promo,
it was like the 5 minutes that
we were literally looking at her, getting off the ice, picking up the pucks that she had chewed on and getting her ball. And we look back and she is squatting and pooping.
She started wagging her tail
on the ice. And so we had to clean that up. And that was
she had carrots the night before too.
Yeah. So that was a little embarrassing, but we just did what we could and we got out of there.
It was fine. It happens. So, she's just a girl.
She can... There's not many people... Or not many people. There's not many dogs that get the poop on the ice.
Not many beings.
So I guess she can say she did that. Or we can say she did that. She's... I don't know what she's doing right now.
Being needy.
Yeah, she knows we're not paying attention to her directly.
Mm-hmm. But last time I was like sitting on the ground, so then I was at her level, so then she didn't care as much.
Yeah.
She'll like snuggle around the coffee table. Now she's just being needy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think anything else has really happened. That was this past weekend.
Yeah. I streamed.
Did you? On Friday?
On Friday. Remember, you came home to me streaming.
Oh, yeah.
That went well.
Did it?
Yeah, I think it's at like certain.
Were you playing Valorant?
Yeah. I think it was the first time playing on Friday just because of my schedule for a while. So that went well. Can't play this upcoming Friday. Tomorrow.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, she's hitting the microphone.
Did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Kona. Kona. What else?
I mean, I think that's it for being caught up so far for the week, right? Like nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was St. Patrick's Day, but we didn't do anything.
We don't celebrate.
We don't celebrate much.
I was gonna say, yeah, we don't celebrate much or many holidays.
Yeah.
Go hang out with him. Go sit over there.
Any Taylor Swift stuff with the concert starting? Anything that's... If you wanna...
I mean, I already told you about the surprise song.
You told me.
My theory. Yeah, that's what I said. I told you.
Yeah, but you haven't told the people. What's your theory? Well, explain
it's
what...
It's not
explain what theory. What's going on.
There's one song at each show that's going to be different.
The Taylor Swift tour going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? The...
Eras.
That tour.
And I have like 5 or 6 songs that I want it to be, and one is already used. So we're not starting off strong, and I'm going to be real sad if it's some like silly song that I don't like, because there's like one album that I'm not as familiar with, because it just, I don't know, I just never really got into that album. I feel like everybody has that with an artist that they like a lot of their music of. There's like one album that they don't click with as much. Like, I don't know all the words to that album. So if it's something off that, I will be sad. But I'm holding out for my, like, top five.
What would be your number one? What would be number one? As the one that's played, was that your number one?
No. It was, like, one that I wasn't super familiar with that when she re-recorded. And I was like, oh, yeah, I kind of like this song. But it was just crazy that she did it on the second night.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't even know if I told you the song.
But I'm not the only one listening right now.
If I had to choose,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, she's throwing a fit on you now.
Yeah, she came over to me. How about what if it was Shake It Up?
Shake It Off?
Shake It Off.
That's already
in rotation.
In rotation, yeah.
What about
anything that you say is definitely already going to be played because it's like the big ones.
What about Blank Space?
Yes.
That's in rotation?
Yes.
Which one do you want it to be?
I want either, oh my God, now I'm blanking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I want either Death by a Thousand Cuts, Cornelia Street, False God, Afterglow. Like basically anything from Lover. That's not already on there. That's four already. Maybe Getaway Car. Maybe Dress. Surprisingly, nothing from, like, her super old stuff. Because that's, like, a whole...
Kona.
That's, like, a whole thing, too, is that she isn't really playing anything off of her first or third album.
Is there a reason?
Well, everybody thought that she didn't, like... the Evermore album because she didn't really do a lot of publicity about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then she said, she's like, no, I actually really like this. And she plays a bunch of songs off of it, but only she played one off of her debut album on the first show and then none on the second, which I think is crazy. But she also hasn't re-released that one, so that's another thing. It depends on what her plan for that is, because if they're filming all this stuff for a Hulu special, depending on when she gets the rights back, they could make money off of her still. So I get it, but it's also like an era. So she's only got 10 albums, so...
Well, how like many
it's
shows,
a lot of songs.
But... How many shows are there in between where she's at now to the one we're going to?
Mm-hmm. Oops, go back. Okay.
Where is she right now?
She's on her way to Vegas. That show's on the 25th.
It's currently the 23rd.
But this isn't... She added some shows, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess... The least amount would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, I went too far. 17.
So there's 17 minimum.
Yeah.
Might be a couple more shows.
Because I don't remember which one she added.
Got like a double.
To. Yeah.
But there's a minimum of 17, let's say maybe 20 tops.
That's so many songs.
For the special song.
Yeah. Oh, also, You Are In Love. I would like it if that one played.
Okay.
So I have like a decent amount of options.
But you got to keep up to which ones she does.
I mean, that's easy.
But I'm saying like to see where your list ends up.
I know.
Coming
but
into when,
like
when
everyone,
go.
That's... You know, that's, like, the only, other than her outfits, the only anomaly in each show. So it's, like, super publicized.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll definitely know if slash when.
What happens if she does them all before she gets here?
We'll be sad.
Which won't go?
It just means that it'll be, like, a lame-o song, which is meh. She doesn't follow anybody on Instagram. That means that, like, she doesn't use Instagram.
Well, yeah. It's just used for publicity, probably. Yeah.
It's crazy, though. She has 250 million followers. Mm-hmm. But then Selena Gomez was just like all over everything for having 400 million. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's a lot.
Did you see too that there were like 2 million more people that watched her first show than the Super Bowl?
I didn't see that.
It was like 72 to 70.
I know million. She beat the record, or now holds the record for most attendance at a, is it a woman musician live show? Mm-hmm. Who held it before?
Madonna.
Yeah, that's right. I was about to say a different name.
What were you going to say?
Dolly Parton. Oh my God. I don't know why that's the name that came to mind. But yeah, Madonna makes more sense. But yeah. See, she like, she hit like 73 or something, and Madonna had like 68.
I don't know. I don't know.
Or there's... something like that.
Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be right? Like she had like 70 plus thousand people in attendance that first show.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
Why?
Because I want to know the numbers.
Oy vey. I feel like it should be pretty easy to look up.
I typed in T Swift.
Well, you have to put Taylor. Nobody says T Swift anymore.
She beats a Madonna record with more than 69,000 people in attendance. Swift overtook Madonna, recording 63,000 people when Madonna performed at Anaheim Stadium in 1987. So 63 to 69.
That's a lot.
People. 1,000 people. She's 36. It's going to be a
good show. Yeah, she's born in 1989. It's one of her albums.
Wow.
How old did you think she was?
I don't know. I'll be honest. Old.
Old?
You're saying I'm 30 and that's old.
Wait, how old did you say she was?
This said 36.
Oh, no, she's not 36.
How old is she?
She was born in 1989. She you said just that. Turned 30 a couple years ago. I was like half listening, apparently.
Apparently you were. Oh, never mind. I read that wrong.
She's 34.
Taylor Swift breaks 36-year-old Madonna
oh
record.
Oh my God.
With Eras
Christopher.
Tour. Read your whole headline, skull. Folks.
Yeah.
Because I definitely don't.
Clearly. Are you... gonna stand in line for us
for what?
For merch. I already kind of told Brittany that you would.
Well, I guess I have to, don't I?
Well, it's not like for it. She said she trusts you with her money. Maybe she shouldn't with that attitude.
Well, how much stuff are you buying?
I mean, I'm gonna do a reasonable amount, but I could see her splurging.
Oh boy.
I would get, like, maybe one thing.
Do you already know what you want?
Maybe.
Because you've already seen what they're selling?
Yeah, and we're lucky because we're going the first night. They have an amount per location, not per night. Mm-hmm. So when they sell out of stuff on the first night, the second night is just, yeah.
Because wasn't the second night also added?
No, the first night was added. That's what's crazy. I mean, not like super crazy, just like it's weird that they're just doing it by location and not by night, like splitting stuff up. But I guess to them it doesn't really matter. They just want to sell it all. Mm-hmm. So
you can buy a poster?
No.
You can get the bag?
No.
What are you gonna get?
A sweatshirt.
Okay. What's Brittany gonna get?
Probably a sweatshirt and a shirt. Depends on if she gets cold. But they're expensive.
How much are they?
I think the sweatshirts are like $70.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
When your tickets were already...
Our tickets were cheap. Compared to what some people were paying.
Well, yeah.
We paid $100 a seat. That's a freaking steal.
Okay. Did you see the TikTok of the guy talking about his ex-girlfriend? That wanted to attend the Taylor Swift show.
That got a job at the stadium.
Got a job at the stadium.
Yeah.
So she gets a job at the stadium like 6 months before.
As soon as they announced.
Works at the stadium. One in Arizona. Works her whole, day to day, coming in, doing food or whatever. I don't remember what he said. I think it was food, some type of food thing. And then the night of the Taylor Swift concert, she comes in for her shift like regularly and then goes to the bathroom and changes and then attends the show. But then he said, so like, and then she attends the show, whatever. She gets to go to the show. But then he said, because people are like, oh my God, that's so smart. Like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that. But then someone asked if she got in trouble because she was supposed to be working. And they said that
she didn't care.
Well, and then she said that she got escorted out in handcuffs for, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was for like trespassing on an event that she did not have a ticket to.
How did they know?
Apparently she put the end of the show on her Snapchat or Instagram story and her employer saw it. Kona, I'm going to finish the story and then I got to take Kona outside. So we're going to pause for a quick second, but it's not going to feel like a pause in the audio. People were asking if she got in trouble. And he said, I'm just going off of the story. He said that she, Kona, come here.
She says, I don't care about you.
Kona has to go outside. We don't want her peeing in the house. So I'm going to take her out. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. I had to take Kona outside to use the facilities. We're back in. She's now trying to chase the cat around. So hopefully she doesn't make too much noise.
What a life.
She heard me talking about her. So your TikTok has just become Taylor Swift.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Meh. Could be worse.
Is it just concert stuff or just everything?
Everything.
I've definitely had a lot of concert stuff pop up on mine because of you talking about it.
You think it's like listening to me?
Probably. Because why else would it be showing up more and more? Like, why did I have that story about the guy in the Taylor Swift concert and his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend or whatever?
But I didn't see that one. I saw something else.
But why did that even pop up on my feed?
Because
it knows. All right, I'm going to switch over. That's our Taylor Swift talk for this one. I feel like it's just going to
spiral.
It's just going to be everyone's going to have some sort of Taylor Swift talk in it. And the next thing I have is, oh yeah, that's what I was going to talk about that too. Literally while we're recording this.
It was an hour ago.
But it was when we were starting.
Oh.
As we talked about in the last one, I work for the Grand Rapids Griffins, the team that feeds up to the Detroit Red Wings. So I see a lot of players that come through the system, the Red Wings system. They play for Grand Rapids. Sometimes they play for Toledo, which is the one below us. And they go up to the Red Wings. Well, one of the players, Simon Edvinson, which everyone's obsessed with him and everything. It's great. I mean, he's a great prospect and everything. He just got his first official NHL goal. It was a shot from the blue line. At first, it was credited to Matt Luff, but then they ended up crediting it to Edvinson. Either way, both Grand Rapids guys. So good for him. First NHL goal. Claps all around. Simon. I think they're losing 4-2 right now, though. So Ned's in that.
Mm-hmm.
He got put in that. Magnus wasn't cutting it for the first half. But it happens. That's a hockey talk right there. Simon Edvinson, first NHL goal. We jumped from Taylor Swift to hockey.
It's my fault.
And now we're going to jump into my question for you. When you got home today, I was sitting on a couch, and you said, why didn't you turn the TV on? I've been sitting here for like an hour.
Two.
2 hours. I got home at like 4.
It was more of a rhetorical question. I know that you don't watch TV. You're probably watching YouTube videos the whole time.
A little bit of TikTok in. Yeah, I did watch a YouTube video, like a 20-minute long one.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, is we have all the streaming services, right? We have them all.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, not all of them.
The main ones.
We don't have, I canceled Disney Plus, Paramount Plus.
We get Disney Plus for free. With our Hulu.
It's like the same login?
Yeah.
Oh, well you'll
Hulu,
have to.
Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus.
You'll have to put that in there.
Okay, so whatever.
But am I going to get logged out of that one too?
If they're using it or not.
I feel like he probably doesn't use that one.
What have you canceled, I guess?
I have to look at my apps. I canceled Disney Plus, Paramount Plus. I feel like there was another one.
What was that free one? Free something? Wouldn't it have free in the name? I could be wrong.
Peacock?
No. We have that, though.
Yes, for now. And then I just got Discovery Plus.
My question for you, because I don't watch them. I just kind of watch whatever you're watching sometimes.
Yeah. You think most of the stuff I watch is stupid?
The scary movies. And
I haven't watched a scary movie in so long.
That other show, the airplane show you're watching?
Manifest. The yeah. second part of the last season is coming out soon.
So what I was going to ask is, what's your favorite one? Could you rank them?
My favorite streaming service?
Yeah, which one? Like, I'm sure it changes.
Yeah, it changes just based off of what I'm trying to watch.
And overall experience, could you rank it? Because you have everything from, like, how easy it is to navigate.
I don't...
Stuff
I
it mean, has on I'm, it. And which one you just like?
I mean, right now, I like just got Discovery Plus, so like that's the one that I'm like interested in. Honestly, Prime Video is pretty good because it has a lot of the stuff, like random stuff that other ones don't. If I'm not on Prime, then probably HBO Max. Netflix and Hulu, I just kind of go back for, like, new episodes of things. Mm-hmm. I haven't really started anything new on Netflix or Hulu in a long time. And then Peacock we need because of Below Deck, which we didn't watch this week's episode yet. So that's one that you watch.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's more of like a reality TV.
Yeah. That's most of what I watch.
I mean, I'll get into that stuff. You know, The Circle? Is that what it's called?
The social media one yeah. where they can't see each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a circle. We watched some Love Island. It's fine. It's just kind of... It's all right.
Yeah, we kind of fell out
like
of that
one. I don't want to say it gets tedious, but I feel like it gets like... All right. What's next?
What was the one that was just on Netflix that everyone was like crazy about? I watched
Love
it.
Is Blind?
No, that's different.
Too Hot to Handle? Those are all ones you've watched too.
There's a new season of Love Is Blind coming out on Friday.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah. I can't think of what the name is. It's not Too Hot to Handle. It's not Love Island. And it's got all of the random people on it.
Was it that?
Perfect Match. Oh. That's what it was.
Never seen
Hot it. Hot mess. You didn't miss much.
There was that other one that you just watched. Was that on Hulu?
What?
Was it? With The Secret, where they have the secret people. It's kind of like real life Among Us.
The Mole.
Is that the one where the chick...
Where they tap him on the shoulder and they all get in the yeah. hoods and they kill...
Quote-unquote, just kick him off the show?
Yeah.
Because there's another one similar to it that I saw, but we didn't watch. What's the other one? No, there's The Mole. What was the other one?
What other one?
There's another one very similar to it where you have to, like, guess... I heard someone else on another podcast was talking about it. It's on the same platform, I think, as The Mole. No, the one you watched was called, like, the Mystery, the Miss something. The Mole was one we did not watch. I didn't watch.
No, I've watched both.
What's the other one? Because that's not the one I watched.
It's The Mole and...
The Traitors.
That's different. Yeah, The Traitors. The Traitors is the one with the hoods.
Yeah.
The Mole is the other. Yeah.
The Traitors is the one that got his at least what I thought got us into watching Below Deck, because it has the one girl who's mm-hmm. a stewardess on Traitors. Kate. Yeah. I never saw The Mole. That was the one that other people talked about.
I watched it on my own then, apparently. You know that Netflix has games?
No, I did not know that. Games?
Yeah.
What type of games? You got games on your phone?
Got games on my Netflix. It says no ads, extra fees, or in-app purchases. Unlimited access to exclusive games included with your membership. It's got Too Hot to Handle, SpongeBob Get Cooking, Nailed It, High Water, Solitaire, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Solitaire, Exploding Kittens.
So it's like card games.
All kinds of stuff. Stranger Things, puzzles, another Stranger Things, Tomb Raider Reloaded. I'm kind of intrigued.
Yeah, well, okay, so that'll be your homework for the next episode. You're gonna play some games and tell us what you think about it.
You have to download Netflix mobile games app.
Interesting. Netflix is getting the mobile game scene confirmed.
Oh, like, so for each game, it has its separate app. You just get it for free because it's through Netflix. Oh,
they're not their own games. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of paying for the game individually, you get it through Netflix.
Through Netflix, yeah.
Still interesting. Well, because, yeah, it's like rental. It's like renting a game. It would be like going to Blockbuster back in the day. Instead of renting a movie, you rent a game. But here you get all the movies to stream, and now you get games, too. Kind of interesting. I wonder if they'll get, like...
I feel like it's been there for a while. I just never, like, really looked at what it was.
I don't look at... I'm the one that pays for Netflix. I don't think I'm even logged into it. I don't even think I know the login for it. So which one do you like the most? I also noticed a lot of people talk about the Apple one that have a lot of good shows, but...
I wasn't super impressed. I got the free trial to watch the Selena Gomez documentary and then never went back on it. It never really had anything.
I feel like the only thing I'd be interested in is the soccer show. Ted Lasso or whatever. Isn't that on the Apple streaming service?
I think it's on other ones too.
Is it?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
It's the one where the American guy... becomes the coach of a...
I'm not interested.
UK soccer football team.
I don't know. I watch dramas.
I don't like reality. Dramas. Reality's fine. I just watch YouTube.
Yeah.
A lot of YouTube.
Which is like TV adjacent, basically.
Yeah. It's my TV.
Mm-hmm.
I keep up with people who post stuff regularly. And it's just like watching shows of a TV show. Just different all the time. So which one did you decide is your favorite, or do you like the most, ranking-wise?
Amazon.
That's right, Amazon. I don't know what I've watched on Amazon.
I don't think you have access to the Amazon.
Well, no, like, I don't watch anything, but, like...
But I've, like, bought movies on there and stuff, because you can buy movies for, like, $2. I mean, obviously some are more expensive, but...
Mm-hmm. But what is the difference of buying it and just streaming it?
They only have certain things. It's just like Netflix, where there's certain things that are available at certain times. And if it's not on their thing, you still have the option to...
Watch it?
Watch it.
Because yeah. You bought it.
Yep.
Police called to Rihanna's house.
Yeah, because some guy was...
Showed up to proposing. Propose.
Yeah.
The man claimed,
you're always like a half step behind.
I just haven't. This was only posted an hour ago.
I definitely saw it before that.
It was today. When it happened today.
Mm-hmm. I saw it earlier today.
The man claimed he was there to propose to the singer, and Rihanna team called the cops right away. When the officer arrived, they put the man in handcuffs, got him in his car, and had a serious chat about his intentions. He came from South Carolina. I'm assuming she lives in
L.A. I would think.
So he went across the country to propose.
Yep.
People are crazy.
The Super Bowl probably set him off.
Probably. But it's been like...
But she's also pregnant. Like, yeah, that's weird.
With her second child.
Yeah.
And it's been like 2 months since the Super Bowl at this point.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Took him 2 months to get from, so he was probably like biking.
No way.
Nah, I don't know.
It would take a lot longer than 2 months to bike across the country, Christopher.
2 months? I don't know. I'm gonna look it up. How long would it take to bike ride across the U.S.? Most people will take between 2 and 4 months. 2 months.
I know, but you don't know what he looks like.
You don't either.
Cats throwing stuff.
Depending on the route and pace, the southern tier is the shortest coast to coast route in just over 3,000 miles, while the Trans Am is the longest established route at over 42,000 miles.
But he probably didn't leave Super Bowl night, so I'm still basically correct.
I think he biked there. He was that committed.
I think he probably flew.
Then why did it take 2 months?
Maybe he brought a ring to propose.
Had to find a way to get there?
So he had to, well, no, he had to save up to get the ring.
Crazy. People are crazy.
For proposing?
For him going across the country to propose to someone he didn't know.
I'm teasing.
Are you saying I'm crazy?
I feel like, I guess in what sense?
I don't know. It was a rhetorical question. Is it a Taylor Swift episode? Is this turning into a Taylor Swift podcast?
No.
You don't want it to be?
No.
Why not?
I listened to John Legend was on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that today between my ride to, or getting ready in my ride to work or whatever.
Anything in?
Not really. I thought it was going to be more informative, but I guess I already just know too much.
Is that the one married to Chrissy Teigen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you like Chrissy Teigen. Mm-hmm. That's why.
I know. I kind of wish she was on, but she just had a baby, so I mean, I understand.
I listened to that Bert and Adam.
The Two Bears, whatever.
Yeah. I had it running at work the other day. Yesterday. Where it was just him, it was Bert and, what was his name? I can't think of his last name right now.
Who?
The guy in the...
Tom?
No, that's his regular co-host. I'm blanking on his name right now.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The one that you were telling me about just the other day.
Adam Devine?
There it is, Adam Devine. I knew it was Adam, I couldn't think of his last name. I didn't realize he was so old.
What do you mean?
He's 39.
Okay.
I thought he was, like, my age.
I mean, in the same bracket.
10 years, 9 years.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize his wife is 30, like one, I think.
Okay, you're older than me.
Yeah, but not 9, 8 years.
9, 8 years.
9 and/or 8 years. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just didn't realize he was so, because like, I forget Bert's
he's
almost.
So old.
I forget Bert's almost 50, or is 50. I just, after a certain point, there's like a gap between like being actually old, but then actually just being a normal adult where it's like, you just have no idea how old people are.
You don't really care. I feel like the older you get, you just care less.
Well, yeah. And it's not like it's not that it's a problem that like, for example, he's 39. It's just when he said he was 39, I was like, oh, wow. Because I first started watching him when he was on that one. Was it Workaholics?
Who?
Adam Devine. He had a Comedy Central show. Wasn't it called Workaholics?
Probably. I don't know. I'm not super familiar with him. I just saw him on Pitch Perfect.
Was he on Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I saw him on, I think it was called Workaholics. Yeah, Workaholics. But that was back when I was, like, graduating high school. And then he was on that show you were watching, Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
I never finished that. I just kind of, like, trailed off.
And they talked about that show on the
Oh, did they?
Podcast. Well, they just talked about everything he's done. Because he worked with, I'm so bad with names, with Aubrey Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about her. Bert wanted to talk about her. I didn't know she had a stroke when she was like 20.
Oh.
Did you know that? She couldn't use half her face.
No. I feel like that's, like, becoming more of a thing.
But then she obviously can now. What do you mean, what's yeah. becoming more of a thing?
Like, that's happening to more people. Like, younger.
Well, because, like, how it came about was Bert... Bert was like, yeah, she had a stroke. And Adam was like, are you just making stuff up or are you serious? And he was like, no, I swear, wasn't that her? And yeah, when she was 20, that caused temporary. Wait, hold up. Plaza suffered a stroke when she was 20 years old that caused temporary.
Paralysis.
Yeah, whatever that is. What's paralysis again?
It being paralyzed.
I knew that.
Oh, my God. Christopher. I worry about you.
But she seems fine now.
Well, yeah. I mean, she also is privileged and has access to therapy and...
Well, yeah. He's got it taken care of.
What is he doing?
He's chewing on a box.
Jay.
The cat is chewing on... Oh, Conan's going to take care of it.
Yeah, you get him.
She's sitting on the edge of the couch right now, staring. Should I do like an actual intro? Or do you think the way it leads right into it is fine?
What do you mean?
Like, should I do like, welcome back? I didn't even say that in this one. And I have to film it and put it at the beginning.
What do you mean film it? There's nothing
record to film. Record it and put it at the beginning. Because I just kind of jumped. I didn't say, welcome back to Chris Chat. And you went, you usually go... Chris Chat. But I guess I don't have to say that because I can say it at the end. Whatever.
I like it right in the middle like that.
Right here?
Yep.
But now it's just weird. Subscribe. Like.
Gross.
Comment.
Or don't. That's up to you.
Do it. Rate. Leave 5 stars on Spotify.
I mean, only do it, like, if you're going to be nice.
You can.
That's why I don't like those things.
You can, well, I mean, it's how social media works.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Social media. Video ideas I've had that I want to film.
Like, personal or work?
Personal.
Okay.
I want to do the chocolate one.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought...
It's a long time
Feastables.
Ago.
Feastables. Like months.
Months.
A month or two.
Did you say Feastables?
That's what it's called. Feastables.
I don't like that.
Why not?
That's makes his, me uncomfortable.
That's his brand name for the chocolate.
With an F?
I think it's Feastable. Is it Feastables?
I don't know. I don't like it. That makes me uncomfy.
You can tell Mr. Beast he doesn't like it.
I'm sure he could care less.
I think it's with an S. Yeah. Feastables. I bought the chocolate to try them all, and I was going to do it with her because...
You're going to do it when we were up north.
Well, I was just going to make a video. Use Mr. Beast as some clickbait. Because why not? And get to try some chocolate. And now it's been sitting in a cupboard because I want to try it, but I want to try it on video. And the scene I wanted to use, we have a lamp in our living room.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened was we have this like nice big lamp in our living room, and I was going to have that in the background as a nice little like set. And the camera would be kind of like in the kitchen looking over our counter, and then that couch and lamp and you know window would be in the background, and the lamp broke.
It didn't break. The fuse broke.
The switch, busted. The, like, on-off knob,
yeah,
like...
burnt, combust.
Yeah. It's because it was old. It's an old lamp.
And didn't you say it looked like it had already been replaced once?
Yeah, but I don't think it was... Because we got the lamp from my parents, but I don't think it had been replaced by them. I think they bought it and just didn't use it that often. So then, with us using
yeah, it... Yeah, I didn't think that they were the ones that replaced it.
No, so we ended up buying a new switch circuit board thing. It was, like, $16. Rewired it. And now we have our lamp back, so now we can film that video.
On a day that I've washed my hair.
Every...
Like third day.
I'm also trying to make more editing videos. Those seem to be going over really well. And my Taylor Swift video idea.
Taylor Swift video?
Remember, I was going to take those quizzes.
Oh.
So I wanted, what I wanted to do is take kind of those like typical, like, what do you call them?
BuzzFeed.
Like BuzzFeed quizzes where it's like, for example, it would be like, what Taylor Swift song are you? Or what Taylor Swift outfit are you? And you take these, you know, quiz and you answer all the basic questions. And then it comes up and tells me what they would be. And then I would have her react to it, be like, yeah, I see that. Or no, I don't see that. Why did he give you that one? That was dumb. That was the idea. I haven't got around to doing it yet. But I think that'd be a pretty cool video, or do a couple of those leading up to the tour. Because we're going to the tour and I'm going to try to film a little bit while we're there. Even if it's just with my phone.
I was going to say, you going to buy a new vlog camera?
I mean, I want to just in general. But
you don't have any money.
I don't. No money. I'm trying to buy a house. No money. We have money, but no money to spend because we're trying to buy the house. It'd be awkward if we had no money and we were trying to buy a house. So.
I mean.
We have money. We have some money. We have okay money for where we're at. All right. I think we're going to end it there. Because this talking is hurting my throat a little bit more.
Uh-oh.
And I just didn't want to miss a week. I really wanted to, like, get a lot of these out weekly. So we sit down once a night and film these. And this one will be going out on Tuesday. It's currently Thursday. So the following Tuesday, not, like, we just posted one. On YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcasts. And, yeah. It's Chris Chat.
Chris Chat.
I think we're going to start trying to get a couple, like, guests on.
Oh.
Like, I talked to a couple people just about, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, we even talked about, like, you might not be there for every single one. But I think it'd be interesting to get people talking about their day-to-day. Kind of like how we kind of catch up on what we've done. We have some friends with kids. We have some friends that are about to have kids. And I think that'd be exciting. It'd be cool to get them on before they have the kid and then after they have the kid and talk about it.
I feel like you can't really expect to talk to anyone for like 6 months after they've had their child.
That's fine. But I think that'd be interesting. You know, just to catch up, see how things are, what they're doing to prep for the kid. I mean, we have a dog. It's like the same thing.
No, it's not.
Kind of.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Well, that's terrifying.
She's two. She's acting like a two-year-old would act. So. All right, that's where we're going to end it. Where I think dogs and children are the same thing. So.
It's not going to be a popular opinion.
I hope you guys enjoy that one. Let us know what you think about this episode. It was very Taylor Swift heavy. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you in the next one.
See.
I mean, we're not even filming this. We'll talk to you in the next one. Do you agree?
Yeah.
All right.
Chat.
Chris Chat.
Fabulous.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Say goodbye, Kona. She winked at me.
Oh.
Goodbye.